Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, are you expecting a miracle? Are you sure you are really expecting a miracle? Then tonight is a turning point for your life. Amen. What a blessing to be here this evening with you. I want to thank God for the life of Reverend Kofi, your pastor, for his faithfulness. He's been in this place for 10 years. And the only reason why he came here was because of the church. He could have been at any other city. And over 10 years ago, when I met him, we were in Nottingham together. And not long after, he told me that he's been sent to start a church here. And I think he used to drive to come. You moved here straight away with his wife and his children. I mean, we don't have people like that. There are few people like that. Put your hands together. Let's celebrate Reverend Kofi. God bless you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. And let's celebrate his wife, Lady Pastor Barbara. Lady Pastor Barbara, we used to be in the same church in the same city. And the first time I saw her, what they said about her was that she's a very intelligent girl. She's a first class student. It is always exciting to see her serving the Lord with her husband. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to be in a church where you can have somebody who can encourage you to do something for God. Amen. Amen. And then that has been one of the notable things that you see in our church. All of us, we never knew that God could use us. But God has blessed us with an anointed great man of God, a founder, and a prophet of this big ministry, Bishop Dag, who has encouraged all of us to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to put our hands together once again. Let's celebrate the life of our founder, our prophet. You know, when you become a pastor, you appreciate him more. Because you realize that, hey, this thing called church work is not a small thing. In your little corner, look at the struggles with the people for the years. He has been on it for years, when he was a medical student till today. And he has never been tired or given up on anything. Hallelujah. And that is a blessing. And our missionary to the UK, Bishop Richard Ayi. Who is my best example of a missionary. You know, when I was going on missions, I had opportunity to work with the prophet in his office, and I first saw that I was leaving the office and I was going to be somewhere. Then he said to me, I want you to learn from Bishop Richard. And from that day, he became a role model of how to become a proper son and a good missionary. And I thank God for his life. He's a good example of every good thing that you want to see in somebody to learn and to copy. And so we are blessed to have such a person leading us all the way in the UK here. And God has used him to accomplish everything that the prophet had wanted to see in the UK. And it's still happening. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to bless him and keep him for a very long time for all of us. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that I'm here under the conveyorship of Bishop Dr. Steve. You know, Dr. Steve. I always tell him anytime we meet a lot on Zoom almost every week. Anytime he's here, I say, Dr. Steve, I feel like I should come and be in your church. I mean, you can feel that he's a real pastor. The way he talks, the way he explains things. I mean, you just fall in love with him. Come on, let's celebrate our convener for pleasant surprise. Hallelujah. We just say, I'm serious. I feel like I should come and join your church. What a blessing. Lift up your hands. Let's lift up your hands and just pray and say, Lord, touch me tonight with your word. Be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Play oceans. In the name of Jesus, Shanda Raba Sheka Raba Soto Robande Yakaya to Sheka Yadoro Bradaya. Oh, yes, Lord. Uganda Rabara Koto Sheka Rabra Karabra. Yes, Lord. Meyanda Rabo Sondo Rabarakata Sheka Rabra Rekata Labarado Sheka Rabanda Yababa Le Barakarabos Kurubrebe Karabra. Shanda rabrebe karada brababaya karabrababaya karabushi karabranda ya. E barada bozende le barakata sika ya barabarababa. E karabrababaya karada brababaya karabrababa shikorabrababa. E barabarababaya, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Rebebe rakarada rababa le barababa. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Le marakara karabrababaya. Re marakara baseta ya karabrababaya da ya barabaya. Ariaka rabozande le barakata le boshatema. Rankata la boza le baraka rabaya. Re baraka roda bosante le balabala rabaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, what a privilege and what an honor for us to be here this evening. We plead for the blood of Jesus upon our lives. Let there be the blood of sprinkling that we shall obtain mercy before you and find grace to help in our time of need. Let your perfect will be done. And may we leave this place blessed, changed, transformed, and better than we came. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Amen. For God was with him. When God is with you, only good things happen. Amen. Even the bad things will turn to good things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In life, who is against you does not really matter. But who is for you really matters. That's the Bible says that if God be for us, who can be against you? The person who is with you matters most. Matters most. And God being with you is your greatest reward. In Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, Abraham had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord said to him, I am your shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am your reward. Me is your reward. I mean, what is greater than God? I said, what is greater than God? Nothing is greater than God. I am your exceeding great reward. Me, God, the creator of the universe. I'm rewarding you with myself. If God is your reward, do you think you will fail? You will not fail. Hallelujah. So Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. I want you to be anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Satan has no respect for your beautiful hair, your nice makeup, your beautiful car, your nice apartment. The only thing he has respect for is power. Power. Anointing. That's what the devil has respect for. When Moses was sent to go and bring the Israelites out of Egypt, Pharaoh asked him, who is this your God? Is he powerful than my God? In fact, Moses himself debated with God that this guy that I have been with him, I've stayed there for 40 years, the kind of power that he has, I mean, who am I to go and challenge him? Then God said, what is in your hand? He said, a rod. Okay. Put it down. He put it there and turned into a snake. So, wow, what a shock. Then he said, hold it by the tail. He held it by the tail, turned into a rod. He said, with this rod, you conquer Egypt. When Moses saw that power, the guy who was arguing with God, I don't know how to speak, I don't know, making excuses. I mean, he was just afraid, but he wouldn't say that I'm afraid, but he was using all those things. But when he saw power at work, he went straight to Egypt and said, Pharaoh, where are you? Thus saith the Lord, let my people go so that they will serve me. He said, who is this your God? Does he have power? Prove to me that this God is real. So he brought his magicians to come and demonstrate power. They came through their sticks turned into snakes. Moses also threw his sticks turned into a snake. One snake against many snakes. And Moses' snake swallowed up all the snakes of the magicians. Snake past snakes. You know, Christianity is boring without the power and the presence of God. You will not enjoy Christianity much if you are not anointed with power. If you don't carry the presence of God in your life. It is that thing that makes your life colorful as a Christian. Without it, you will not
be so happy as a Christian. In fact, you would even give up and become funny. The Bible says that the believers were first called Christians in Antioch because their deeds were like Christ. The early church, when you see them, you see power. You see anointing. Peter would go to church, meet a beggar at the entrance and said, "Look, you are looking for money? I have no money. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given unto thee. In the name of Jesus, arise, take up your bed and walk." The power of God will just bah, and is walking. He went to the house of one guy called Aeneas in Acts 9:34. Crippled, paralyzed. Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Immediately the guy stood up. He was made whole.
Keep preaching.
Say power.
Power.
I want you to know that this type of power can be available to you.
Amen.
Yes. Reverend Kofi, I remember first year in the university. We were living in a house. There was no water for weeks. All the water had finished. I took my bucket and I went to the tap. And I put my bucket there. I said, "I command you, water, come now." I heard a sound. Water was coming. I fetched my bucket, three buckets full. Then I saw people ready. The water had started coming. The water. When they came, the water had finished. I said to the people, "You think it's by might?" Yes. You got to be anointed. The word Christian means anointed ones. Anointed ones. When Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." That word Christ is the word Christus. It means the anointing. When the anointing is on your life, you can do all things. All things. All things. It doesn't matter. Once the anointing is on your life, you can do all things. It's the anointing that strengthens you to do things, to accomplish things, to build churches, to everything that needs strength, it takes the anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. You see, the essence of living, all right, is to influence lives, to effect change in people.
Yeah.
And Jesus, the Bible said, "Be ye imitators of God." When God became a man, what did he do? He went about effecting changes in people, transforming lives, influencing lives. That's the essence of living. You are not meant to live for yourself. You can't make your stomach your God. You can't serve your stomach. All you are living for is what to eat and what to wear and what to drink. It's a lower version of life. God made us to become a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And so Jesus went about doing good. He was doing good things, helping people, changing lives, transforming people with his word.
And he was healing people who were oppressed of the devil. Oppression, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, oppression maketh a wise man mad. So you see somebody has been to school, but the demon of oppression can make you mad. It can make you think, commit suicide. That's why we have people who have money here, they commit suicide because they are under the influence of a demonic oppression. It says, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. So sometimes, we need to get a psychologist. We have to get a whatever. Look, therapies, especially those of you in this part of the world, you have all these specialists and all that. You see, but what you don't know is that it's a spiritual thing. Oppression maketh a wise man what? Mad. People under oppression. 2 years ago, I was in Birmingham. I came to preach in our first life church there. And after the church, the pastor took us to a restaurant to go and eat. And I saw plenty of young girls. It was cold. Look, I was wearing maybe about 5 things in my whatever. Still, then I saw these girls wearing these light dresses with nothing. And they are walking, they are going to clubbing. I said, this is oppression. It maketh a wise mad. This is madness. In this weather, it's only a mad person who wear nothing. In this weather, man does fall. It's the spirit of oppression. And we have such people all over. Our work as Christians is to go about doing good and healing all these people that are oppressed of the devil. Before I became born again, I was alcoholic. Serious one. If I meet you and I don't smell alcohol, especially a guy, I don't smell alcohol in your mouth, I say, you're not a man. As a man, your mouth must smell like a man. Oppression maketh the wise mad. I've been to school. I know the effect of alcohol on the body, what it can do to you. But because I was under serious oppression, my mind was not working well. The Bible says, when they came and saw him, that was possessed of legend. Mark 5:15. Sitting and clothed and was in his right mind, they marveled. So when you see people are naked, they've dressed in a funny way. Their clothes are almost off. You can see the G-string from the skirt. The whole breast is demonstration and alluta. Is the madman of Gadara. The day they are healed, that was says clothed. The guy was now clothed, properly dressed. They marveled. He was in his right mind. Your mind is your greatest asset as a human being, as a Christian. And that's where the battle for your life takes place. That's the Bible says that, for though we walk in the flesh, but the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. So you see that imagination, knowledge, thought, everything has to do with the mind. That's why you can't take church for granted. Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God.
So the more knowledge you have, the more your mind begins to function. Knowledge of God, knowledge of the truth, the more your mind begins to function in the capacity that God created you for. So preaching is a very important thing. You have to be a serious listener of preaching. Listening to tapes is to help you to develop mental strength.
Amen.
And intellectual strength.
Amen.
To help you take sound decisions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all these things, people lack them. So you and I as Christians, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost on our lives, so that we can go about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed or are oppressed of the devil. So I want to share with you why God anointed Jesus Christ. Why? Why did God anoint Jesus Christ? Why did he anoint him? It's a very important question. So that when you know why, then it means that you are the next candidate to be anointed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. How many wants to be anointed by the Holy Ghost? Yes. You have to be anointed. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 42. Verse 1. It said, behold my servant. This is a prophecy about Jesus. Whom I uphold. Mine elect. In whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
I have put my spirit upon him. That is anointing. The first reason why God anointed Jesus Christ was because Jesus Christ was a servant. Anointing is for servants. Servants. Servants of God. It's not for any ordinary church member. It's for those who are servants. Serving the will and the purpose of God. Behold my servant. Behold my servant. Whom I uphold. My elect in whom I delighted. My soul delighted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power because he was a servant of God. Tell your neighbor, you're
a servant of God.
Then be ready for the anointing. In Luke 22, verse 28, Jesus said, for whether is greater that seated at meat, okay, or he that serveth? Then they said, it's not he that seated at meat. But I'm among you as he that serveth. I am among you as he that serveth. Luke 22, 27. Jesus said, which one is greater? The one who is sitting and being served, or the one who is serving? In the natural, is always the one who is sitting who is greater. The big man, giving instructions. Bring me a cup of tea. Bring me some pepper. Bring me some sugar. Bring me this. Bring me that. You know? Yes. Yes. I remember when I married fresh. We'll be there. I tell my wife that, oh, can you bring me this? Can you bring that? The one they say, you like sending too much. And
And I reminded her I'm the boss. But Jesus said that I am among you as he that serveth. He that serveth. The God who has become man. In Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, even as it was in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who be in the form of God, thought it no robbery to be equal with God. Then verse 7 says, he's talking about Jesus, but made himself of no reputation. Servants don't have reputation. When you are not a servant, you have a reputation. You can't talk to me this way. Do you know who I am? You are far from the anointing. And he took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. He took upon himself. I'm teaching you why God anointed Jesus Christ. He said, behold my servant in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. If you want to carry the anointing, which is the most expensive commodity in the world. Anointing is very expensive. Very, very expensive. To catch the anointing, you have to put on a new form. The form of a servant. So Jesus took that form. He was very conscious about it because he knew what would necessitate the anointing on his life. That's why he said, look, I am with you as he that serveth. I've chosen to be your servant. He washed the feet of the disciples. He broke bread, shared it among them. He decided it was something he did intentionally. To be a servant of God. Servants are the ones who are qualified for the anointing. And every one of you here must decide to become a servant of God. Yes. Our prophet has written a book. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. It's one of my favorite books. It's one of my favorite books. Because you will discover that indeed it's a great thing to serve God. Because serving God is what brings the anointing. And when the anointing comes on your life becomes very colorful and beautiful, glorious. So this is why the disciples enjoyed introducing themselves as servants more than titles. Oh, yes. In Romans 1 verse 1, Paul said, I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Titus 1 verse 1, Paul said, I, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ. James 1 verse 1, James, I, James, a servant of God. All of them, they preferred and introduced themselves as servants. Not as apostle, doctor, emeritus. No. 2 Peter 1 verse 1. Peter, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Jude 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. All of them. Not pastor, reverend. We have people in the church. If he's a reverend, you call him pastor. Hey, brother, are you new in the church? Sorry for left. All of them, because their master has showed them that the key to the anointing is to be a servant of God. You are
And they prefer to be called servants of God so that it can remind them that their work is to serve God. They are servants of God. And it is that that brings the anointing, the spirit. It comes upon you. The spirit is always looking for servants. In Psalm 89 verse 20, he said, I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. He said, hey, I've just found a servant. And I'm going to anoint him with my holy oil. You have to be a servant of God. You are a servant at where you are working. You are the beck and call of that job, your master. But I'm talking about being a servant of God. That when you wake up, it's because of God. When you travel to this place, because of God. When you visit this place, it's because of God. It's like, it's God is the reason why. Just like your work is the reason why you wake up, you set an alarm at 5, 4, whatever. God is also a reason why you are doing this, doing that, going here, going there. That's what makes you a servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A servant is somebody who carries out the wishes of another. A servant is someone who serves the interest of his master. So to be a servant of God, it means you carry out the wishes of God and you serve the interest of God. It's as simple as that. You serve the interest of God. You carry out God's wishes. Amen?
Amen.
That is why in the Bible, some people were not pastors, but they were called servants of God. Because they carried out the wishes of God. They were interested in what God was interested in. So you look at someone like Abraham in Exodus chapter 32. Verse 13, the Bible says, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were servants. God called them servants. He said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, or Jacob, thy servants. They were not pastors. They didn't have any church. But because these people carried out the wishes of God, God counted them as servants. Job was a businessman. Oh, there was a man in the east, in the land called Uz. He was the greatest and the most richest of all the men of Uz. He was blessed beyond measure. But the Bible called him God's servant. God told Satan, say, have you considered my servant, Job? So you don't need to be a pastor before you become a servant. You can be a businessman, but you're a servant of God. You can be a lecturer, but you're a servant of God. You can be a doctor, but you're a servant of God. You can be a bank manager, but you're a servant of God. David was head of state. Oh, yes. A prime minister. But I said, I found David, my servant. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, I came to encourage you to become a servant of God. So that God can anoint you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you need to do is to carry out the wishes of God and be interested in what God is interested in. God is interested in the salvation of man.
In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, the Son of Man came to seek that which was lost. God is looking for lost people. And people are really lost. Amen?
Amen.
To seek and to save. People have to be found, be brought to the house of God so that they can be saved. That's the purpose of God. Jesus said, for this reason, I came into the world. Paul said, for this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So anybody who will contribute to this interest of God, you automatically become a servant. Our daughter playing keyboard, our brother playing, they are all contributing to the interest of God. The one coming to arrange the chairs, going up and down, carrying things, packing things, they are all servants of God. Don't let anyone discourage you. That is what is attracting the spirit. The spirit, the anointing. When God sees you serving him, he sends the Holy Spirit looking for you. That's what makes ordinary people look like they are supermen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So become one of those people who are contributing to build the church.
Amen.
Because what Jesus is building is a church. In Matthew 16:18, he said, I will build my church, and the gate of hate cannot or shall not prevail against it. That's what Jesus is building. That's his interest. Jesus is not building a soap factory. He's building his church to save people. So yes, I know that the system is set up to make you look for money. But I'm telling you, when anointing is on your life, money will look for you.
Amen.
Yes. You know, one day Pastor Benihin said something. He said, I've never seen anybody who's anointed and is poor. He said, if you are poor, it means you are not anointed.
Wow.
A lot of pastors were offended. It was a pastor's conference. They were not happy with him at all. Anointing, rare anointing, when it counts on your life. Oh, poverty will bow.
Amen.
Because majority of God's power and anointing has to do with your mind. The way you think. Your wisdom level is influenced by the anointing. So the Bible says, they marveled and said, what wisdom is this? When has this man's distance that such mighty works are wrought by his hands? It's the wisdom, that's the anointing that produces mighty works. That's why when I look at our prophet, I say, this man is very anointed, loaded. The oil on his life is very thick. His wisdom level, the different things, how he has built the church. Look, our church is a multi. I don't even know how to describe it. With buildings, structures, pastors, bishops, functioning at different capacities. In different countries, in different languages. It's not a small thing. Is the anointing.
You see, when you are not spiritual, you may not know, you don't relate it to the anointing. I'm saying it's the anointing. Mighty works are wrought through the anointing. In Isaiah 11, the Bible talks about the seven spirits of Christ. Five of them has to do with the mind. Spirit of fear of the Lord, spirit of knowledge, spirit of counsel, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding. Everything is here. And so as you serve God, the anointing comes. It influences your mind. It gives you ideas. Tells you, do this, do that, go here, build a house, do this, don't do that. It has an effect on your life. And those guidance is what brings you into prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't sit in the church and become nothing. Some of us are very active in our secular lives. Where you work, oh, you are well known. Your dream is to become the best worker in that place. Employer of the year. Employee of the year. But you are not interested to become the best airport star. The best dancing star. The best bacenta leader.
Yes.
You don't want to associate yourself with any of these things. It's stressful. I don't want any stress. But already you are stressed. It is the anointing that is coming to distress you. Hallelujah. Yes. Servants please their master. You have to please God by doing those things that pleases him. In John 8:29, Jesus said, he that sent me is with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I do those things that please him. That's a servant. A servant pleases master. I have servants in my house. I mean, I know that here you don't easily, you can't easily have a servant, but where we are, we can have 10. Yes, it's expensive. I know. You know, one day I was in America, I was staying with a doctor, very big doctor. In the morning, he was washing his car. He was ironing his, then he ironed his dress. Then he said, Bishop, I'm going to drop my case, I'll come back. As he was doing all those things, I said, oh, this great doctor is doing everything for himself. So when he came back, he said, Bishop, you know, I pray that one day Bishop Dak will bring you to America to come and stay here. I said, God forbid.
No way.
I said, I only come here for holidays and short visits. I said, a place that you can't even employ a servant. I said, my village I'm coming from. I have one who washes my car, the one who irons, the one who, as I get to the airport, they are lined up waiting to carry my bags and my things. People to drive me around anywhere I'm going in my village. I even have a security man. I have an army officer, a major in the army. If I have not gone home, he will never go home. Even when I'm sacking, he will never go. He will drive and follow me until I get to my house before he will go home. Anytime. Yes. That's why some of you have to come and be in my village and you will see that you have a better, you enjoy pleasure. But when you are a servant, you please your master. Your master says, oh, Get me water. That's all that you are doing for him. Do this. And Jesus said that, because I'm a servant, I do those things that please my master. My master is God. I do those things that please him. And because of that, he has not left me alone. He's with me. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed with it. For God was with him. God was with him. My Father has not left me alone, because I do those things that please him. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. So you have to find out those things that please him. Building the church. Contributing to the building of the church. Bringing people to Christ. These are the things that please him. He went about preaching, teaching, and healing. And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion, because they fainted and they were scattered abroad. And he said they were like sheep without shepherd. Shepherding pleased God. His heart was broken because there were no shepherds. There were no pastors. There were no center leaders. It pleases God. The day you take up the responsibility of shepherding, I'm telling you, the anointing will start looking for you. He said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me more than this? If you love me, feed my sheep." Yes. Rory Goffey, do you have bacenters? Yes. How many of you are bacenter leaders? Bacenter leaders, few people. You should have a group that you teach. Whether it's online or physical meeting, you must always have a group that you teach. I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John said, "He that is sent of God speaketh the words of God, and God giveth his spirit with him, upon him, not with measure." Speaking the word of God, attract the spirit to come upon you without measure. And he was describing Jesus. That when he can, he will speak the words of God. And God will give his spirit unto him. Not with measure. He said, not with measure. He's like, That's why the more you preach, the more you become anointed. The more you preach, the more preaching becomes easier for you. There's no tension, there's no stress. Wake me up at any time and give me a microphone to preach. By the grace of God, I'll preach. Because he that is sent of God speaketh the words. John 3:34. I don't know why you are looking. You are taking too long. Hallelujah. God giveth his spirit. Is this thing frozen? Yes. For whom God has sent speaketh the words. Ask your neighbor, are you speaking the words? The words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. And the main work of a shepherd is to feed the sheep. Feeding the sheep. Talking. The word of God. Because Jesus told them, said, "Go and teach them to observe all that I've commanded you. Go ye therefore to all nations and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." And in verse 20 of Matthew 28, he said, "And lo, I will be with you always." That's the anointing. That's the presence. Always. Unto the end of the world. You will carry the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I pray for you tonight, that you'll be found a servant of God.
Amen.
God is looking for servants to anoint. servants to pour his spirit upon them. Servant, servant. May you be one of such servants. My sisters, I tell you, if you are anointed, a woman who is anointed, who carries the Spirit of God, oh, your life will be very colorful.
Amen.
Except those of us who are not married. You know, one day I met a sister in my church. She used to consult a witch doctor for powers. Even unbelievers are looking for powers. Powers to charm a man to marry her. Yes. So she would go to the person would give her things. Bath with this, put this one and whatever. And she believed in it. Oh yes. And she would get to town. The men would be calling. Hello, hello. But the funny part of it is that these same men, when they beat her after, maltreat her, throw her out of their lives. The charm is finished. That's an expiring date. By the time it expires, all her faces are swollen. They've made her to commit abortions, all kinds of broken hearts. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the powers of the devil. So the devil has some power, but the power that comes from God is above. Jesus' power is superpower.
Amen.
Superpower. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when that power comes upon you, oh, you'll be well favored. You'll be preferred. You'll be chosen amongst women.
Amen.
Hey, Mary. You are well favored. You are blessed amongst women. The Lord is with you. That's anointing. The Lord is with you. That's why you've been chosen to be the mother of Jesus. It is the anointing that will turn a young girl into a glorious wife to a suitable and important person. Not makeups.
Not at all.
No. The serious brother, when they see this, they are even afraid of you. That's why it's usually not the most beautiful people who are married. It's the ones who have the spirit. The anointing is on their lives. Yes. You know, one day a sister came to me, one of my churchmen said, Bishop, I need you to pray for me. I said, what's the problem? He said, all the people who can't propose to me are married people. He said, not even one of them is unmarried. Anytime somebody's interested, the person is married. So I said to her, anywhere you see flies, it means the place is not smelling well. Anywhere you see flies, it means something is not smelling well. So I said, so the problem is you. It's not the man. Work on yourself and become oiled. Solomon said, because of the anointing, virgins do love me. Pure people. So Somebody came and complained to me. Said that, hey, one lady, all the brothers are chasing after her. I said, it's because of the anointing on her life.
Something.
Oh, yes. Pure. Mary was a virgin. Virginity stands for purity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anointing is everything. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he anointed him because what? He was a servant. Bible says he took upon himself the form. He was not, but he said that I'm going to be a servant. So from today, I want you to take the form of a servant and serve God. Serve God. Serve God. You can even introduce yourself as your name, servant of God. The disciples were apostles, but they never introduced. The apostles always came last. I, Paul, servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ. I, Jude, servant of God. The servant of God form is a very important one. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Just pray and ask God for the grace to take upon yourself the form of a servant. Just pray. In the name of Jesus. La shikara barakara koroto sikaya dara bradaya daya. Bora dara branda shikara barakato shikara barababaya. No, everybody pray that you become a servant of God. Servant of God. Servant of God. You will contribute to the interest of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lele barakara do shikara da baba. Tell the Lord that you are a servant. You have taken upon yourself the form of a servant. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Karabo sandele barabaya baba. Mandarabo sentele barakara brando sekaya baya. Rakato rabo sate marakata lebola bo shayanda. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I am. Here I stand, Lord. Myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Lift up your hands. I give myself away. So you take my heart. Take my heart. Take my life as a living sacrifice.
As a living sacrifice.
All my hopes.
All
my dreams and plans.
Dreams,
Lord, I place them.
Place them.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Lift up your hands. My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself to you.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself to you.
Let it be a prayer. Say, my life is not my own.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself
to you.
Sing that part again. My life is not my own.
I give myself to you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, our life is not our own. We belong to you. We are yours. Your word says that we were created for your pleasure, to serve your interest and your purpose on earth. Tonight I pray, Father, may we be found as servants. I have found David, my servant. Let today mark the beginning of somebody's life as a servant of God. I see a hand with a bottle of oil. And the Lord is saying, I have found David, my servant. Tonight, a David is being found here. God is touching the heart of a certain young sister. You are going to serve the Lord. I see a hand touching people's heart. There was a lady who used to be very active in the house of God. You were once a dedicated servant of God. But you have withdrawn. But tonight,
The Lord has visited your heart. He has stirred up your heart one more time. And she's saying, you are mine. You are mine. Oh, Jesus. Bring me that girl. I prophesy over your life that you will serve the Lord. Be loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Serve God. The name of Jesus. Yes, thank you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. Who is Abigail? To you, I give myself. Give myself. Anybody here called Abigail, or you have a sister called Abigail? Give myself to you. Father, I pray for Abigail. You said I should pray for Abigail. I don't know who this person is. But whoever she is, I pray you deliver her from danger. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody here, you're a student. For some time now, you cannot concentrate to study. You can take your book to the library, but you can't study. Sometimes you wake up to study, but you can't study. It's a struggle now. If you are that person, come, I want to pray for you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. Lift up your hands. Oh.
Life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. Thank you, Jesus. Where are you from? Are you from Zimbabwe? Lift up your hands. As soon as you stood here, I saw the word Zimbabwe. And the Lord said to me that there is something in your bloodline that is fighting you. So the Spirit is taking me to Zimbabwe to deal with that thing. You have lost many good things. And there is something that you are almost losing. I don't want to go into details. But tonight, because you came for this meeting, the Lord is showing you mercy. Give me oil. Mandarabo shakala sitale baraka tota bikata ya shakaya. I am seeing in the spirit bees. Bees all over your head. Father, I pray against confusion. Confusion. I see the word confusion. And as I lay my hands on you, a hand is erasing the letters C, O, N, F, U, S, I, O, and be free now. In the name of Jesus. Bring it back. I immune you with the blood of Jesus against any curse in your bloodline. Curse of confusion. Blues. Arando sakarato shakamate yata lepo sataya. You are disconnected from that ancestral curse all the way from Zimbabwe. Blues. And be free from today. You shall no more be confused. Receive clarity of thoughts. Your decision shall be right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Lift up your hands. Father, I thank you. I bless you for your mercy and for your kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Father, pray for this one. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To you I belong. With myself. Come. Lift up your hands. Are you in this church? What do you do there? You're a center leader. When I turned to you, I saw in the spirit you were holding a Bible. And the Lord said to me, he's going to increase the teaching anointing on your life. People will gather to listen to you because when you teach, they are blessed. They'll be blessed. Give me the oil. Father, he that is sent of you, speak at your words. And you give it your spirit, not with measure. Increase the anointing level on his life. The teachability gift. That gift that gathers people to be fair. The sheep will always go where there are green grasses. May multitudes gather around him. Because of the anointing that is coming upon his life from today. Be faithful. I hear the Lord say, tell him to spend more time studying my word and listening to tapes and reading books. Bible says, he that increaseth in knowledge increaseth in strength. Prepare yourself. Something great and bigger is coming upon your life. The Lord says, I should pray that you will increase in desire to know him. Lord, let him have a strong desire to know you. A hunger and a test to know you. Paul said that I may know him. Receive that hunger and that test. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Bless. Call me this girl. Yes, that little, yeah. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord. Give me oil.
The spirit of deception just left her. Every external voice that is not the voice of the spirit, you shall not be deceived. He said, because I've poured my oil upon David, the enemy shall not exact upon him. Satan will not take advantage. Deception is what makes the devil take advantage of us. But as I lay my hands on you, the enemy shall not exact upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
You belong. I give myself to you.
The life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself.
Lift up your hands, Father. Your glory fill this place. 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 The Lord is bringing deliverance to some people here, some young girls here. In the next few minutes, you are going to feel very uncomfortable. You become breathless and you feel like coughing. Holy Spirit. Yes. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. That which the Father has not planted, we root it out. Right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, whatever is not of God that is rooted, cough it out. Now. Cough it out. Now. Cough it out. In the name of Jesus. Cough it out. Cough it out. Come out of here. Jesus. Ramosha karatali barakatu satiyataya. Imanda rakatu shikayataya. Remalosha karakata sitaya. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. Root it out, Holy Ghost. Root it out. Open your mouth.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Be filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come out of here now. 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 Yes. Yes. Rakatola Boshaya. Yes. Yes. That's the spirit of intercession. There's something that made you become dumb spiritually. Fire! 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 In the name of Jesus. Carry her. Bring it to me. Karabosetala. Yes, revival has come. Everybody lift up your hands. I see dew falling to the room. Dew. The dew of heaven is falling. The dew of heaven is falling. And I hear the Lord say, it's time to revive my people. Receive a revival in your spirit. What you couldn't do before. You couldn't pray enough. You couldn't spend time enough with God. But right now, a revival is coming. There is a dew falling in the realms of the spirit. Receive your portion now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Marako rokoto shate yakalabatu koto sate yataya. I see you holding a basket with beautiful oranges. And I hear the Lord saying, the grace of fruitfulness, the grace of fruitfulness has come upon you. The struggles are over. You'll be fruitful than before, faster and quicker, in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Bring me this girl, please. Bring me this girl. Help her, bring her to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Now lift up your hands. I see snakes. Snakes. And the Lord tells me that there are about three people here. You've been having continuous dreams of seeing snakes. And I should rebuke that spirit. Because the serpent is looking to bite you. Father, in the realms of the spirit. Karabu shantiye karakata lebaya. I cut off the head of every serpent. Looking to hurt your children. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they are freed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bring me this lady, this white girl. Oh, there's an anointing on your life. Give me oil. Beautiful anointing on your life. Beautiful anointing. The Lord tells me, this one loves me. She loves me so much. And I love her. The Lord says, as we tell that, there are times you have doubted whether he loves you. But the Lord says, as we tell that, he loves you. He loves you. It's flowing. Take it. The anointing is on her life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Take your seat. Today we didn't start early, but tomorrow I'll take time and minister to you prophetically. So Reverend Kofi, tomorrow let's start a bit early. So I have more time to pray for people and minister. But I want you to take out an offering. Give something that you don't usually give. You see, when you meet a prophet, your attitude should be very different. Usually I would have mentioned a figure, but the Lord said, no, don't mention a figure. Let them give something that they don't usually give. And pray for them. Hallelujah. So I don't know how you can do that, but I'm only doing what the Spirit is saying. Something that you don't usually give. Maybe you usually give £20. But today you can decide to give £200 or £100. Do that quickly and let me pray for you. I keep hearing the name Abigail. Abigail. This person is in danger. Do you have anybody called Abigail in this church? She's at work. If she can be here tomorrow, I'll be very happy. Is she married? Not that you know of. Okay. I hope to see her tomorrow. My brother, come. Yes. Lift up your hands. God is going to prosper this young man. When I turned to the corner there, the Lord said, see that young man? I'm going to prosper him. Did you just give? Yeah. What you give, I saw it in the spirit. So there's a coin. You just give a very powerful offering. Give me that. Your prosperity will not be delayed. You will not go around hunting for jobs. Jobs will be hunting for you. Big institutions be looking for you. Father, bless him. Bless him. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power. Don't change. You'll be tested. Pass the test and be faithful to God and to his house. And remember the work of God, because you are going to prosper in a special way. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I bless your church and your people for every seed they have planted tonight. I ask, O God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be a turning point in their finances. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, every eye closed, every head bow. Today you are here, maybe someone invited you to church, but you want to say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. I want to give my life to Christ. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. I want to be born again. I want to pray for you right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you for tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, tomorrow, I want you to bring at least one person. Everybody bring one person. Tomorrow is going to be a prophetic service. That's why I want us to start early. Remember, what are you starting? Six. Okay. 6 o'clock we start. So what time would I start preaching? 7. Yes, I want to start preaching at 7. So I have time to pray for the people. Tomorrow I want to pray for you. Yes, I want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to believe God for a prophetic encounter. Amen. Amen. For a prophetic encounter. One prophetic encounter will change your life forever. Hallelujah. And I need you to come with somebody. Anybody you know in the city, anywhere, tell them that we are having a prophetic experience tomorrow, Saturday. We'll be here. And the Lord is going to bless us. So I want everybody to come here with somebody. Anybody who has any particular problem. You see, when a prophet comes into your life, he's an agent of change and transformation. Hallelujah. And I believe God is going to do mighty things in our midst tomorrow. Let's welcome Reverend Kofi.